congratulations.
I'll just invite the company.
Okay, just to mention the Tosfos. Tosfos says that the Kufi Gimel obeys that Rashi says that Dibur Chashochol Shal Shabbos Kedibur Chashochol means that you should try not to talk about business. You don't talk about business things, etc. Tosfos, that's included already in Mimsa Chefsocha. Rather means based on he brings a Vikur Rabba that Shemarichoy told his pointed out to his mother that on Shabbos you should try and speak less, and he brings Yerushalmi. Says, even just greeting people on Shabbos really should be such a day of such awe that a person really shouldn't be overwhelmed to the point where he's not to greeting somebody. But with difficulty, they were able to be matter shila shalom. So that's the picture of. Chazal's picture of Shabbos, so that's the Dibur Chashal Shabbos, because Dibur Chashal Chol, the person shouldn't. I remember there's a story, I remember the name of the person. There was a person here in America in the early 1900s who every Shabbos would stay up the whole Shabbos, all 26 hours of Shabbos, he'd stay up Shabbos because he says, you know, if the Queen would come to visit you, you wouldn't want to sleep. You're sitting with the Queen. So how could you sleep? And he would sit all the 25 hours of Shabbos and just learn. Because he's sitting with the Malka. You know, there was a different musig of what Shabbos is supposed to look like. It was an awesome thing. Okay. That was his own Shabbos.
For him.
Right. For us, yeah, it would be a conflict on Shabbos. Yes, it would be. Okay. Boy Mene, we're holding the fourth wide line. Kofi Gimel and Beis. Boy Mene, Rebbe Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi. So we already mentioned one conversation which Rebbe had with Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi about Shabbos and his response was a weekday response. One was about the person running. So Rebbe asked him, Mishal Rebbe Yossi, Mao lechol adama b'Shabbos, the person who likes eating dirt is allowed to eat dirt on Shabbos. I'm assuming. So the Rashi seemed to say that the issue was used for refuah. There were some refuahs which are found, and did it go into the Xeris Shkikah Samamonim or not, eating dirt?
He's from France. Rashi was from France, right?
Okay.
Yes, the French are famous for eating dirt.
Okay.
Yeah, the French clay, they eat all kinds of those clay. You can buy the whole natural stores called French
clay. Okay,
yeah,
good.
They eat soil, for stomach ailments and digestive problems. They
listen, kaopectate is clay. As far as I'm concerned, yeah. Kaolin is a clay. That's what the kaopectate is, a clay plus a pectin. It's a combination of the two. It's all it is. It's clay with pectin together. And they mix it together and sell it to you for a few dollars. Why not? Anyway, so the Mar wants to know: can you eat this adama b'Shabbos? Armalais or Rishmol Rabbi Yossi said back: v'chi b'chol mi hutra. If it's on Shabbos, why is it mutra on the weekdays? What's the shaila? This again gets the same conversation which we had before. Shani Arba, because I say, av b'chol osur m'neshu malka. Even on the weekdays it's osur, it makes a person sick. Okay. Omer b'ami kol oichol mi haforesh shal bavol kilo oichol mi b'sar avoysov. Person who eats of the dirt in Bovel is eating like he's eating from the flesh of his fathers, who buried there, and they were very careless in the way they used to bury them. And when they would tell Klaisel to Golus, the Goyim, they would just threw their bodies around wherever. So it's like it's right there in the ground is the Bosser of Avosov. Now Rashi says it doesn't really mean it doesn't really mean that, it's totally decomposed. But the point being, since there is an element of illness in it, and Chazal really do not want you to eating this thing because it's not well for you, so Chazal made it osur. And once they made it osur, they put a concept on it that it fits the idea of Bovel, of Mimsar Avosov. And some say it's like you're eating the various different not kosher animals to see, but yimach haskol yakum, that the marble destroyed all, everything which was living in the world. And Amar Reish Lakish, Lomanik Rishma Shinor. Why is Babel also referred to as Shinor? Why? Shekol Meisei Mabel Ninaru L'sham. Babel was a low place, and all of the Meisei Mabel rolled down to that place, shook out, literally, they shook down there. So everybody ended up in Babel. So Babel is full of all of this decomposed material of all these different animals. Again, Rashi points out, it's really been it's decomposed. It's not mamish eating shkatzim b'ramoshim, but once it's amid an isra, they put it under that umbrella. Similar type of lashon. It's also referred to as metzula, which the meisim abel doesn't mean living. How they translate with nistalalu? When you clear out the water and the sediment goes to the bottom, it's called being metzalalu. I don't know how to translate that. Filters. Okay, filtered down to there. The Moor says, what do you mean? The Moor points it out again. Okay. It decomposed. Like, so what's the problem? Amri kima the malki, since it causes a person illness, gozibir abanan. The Chazal made a gzera. Once they made the gzera, they put that iser on it also. The hogavra, the ochel, gargishta. The Moor says, a wild case that a person ate gargishta, which is dirt. Rashi says it was clean dirt. Okay. No, it says in the matter, it says, Apirat Titnag gives you Marmachim to Rashi, people in places, Kargishta. Va'ochel Tachli, then he ate Shachalayim, Kress. Ve'kotchi Bey, in the Moor says, it took root in his stomach, Tachli. Bili Bey, and it made a hole in his heart. Umis, sprouted up, eventually stuck, made a hole in the heart, and he died. We would have difficulty with the phonogenesis is going to be difficult. He must have had a very, very clear stomach to allow the light to light in. What?
There's a level of acid in most stomachs.
No. Well, you don't know how what the pH of the dirt was. The pH of the dirt was very alkaline. Okay. What? Yeah. Thank you. Rashi. Malach ol adama. 1, 2, 3, fourth narrow line. Arzila belaz is a dirt. Mi gosu be mishum shchikas samonim kishar refua eloi. Does it go into this or shchikas samonim? This element of refua. Shehimalkas Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi said, "What do you mean? It causes illness. Maybe the dechel it causes an illness." Yimtar avoysav shemesu shom begalu. The yidden which went into Golus, when they went into Golus, they died over there. They just were thrown around. They weren't buried. Because from Moshe Mahavada ismachui ismachub lenasu offered. They totally decompose and they're not part of the dirt anymore. Akim of the Malki gozer ba mishum oichol shkatzim v'ramashim once. It causes an illness, so they made the gzera of shkosh. They put it under the umbrella of shkosh in Beremosh. Katzulei tachla, niklutzu hashachalayim ba'adama, v'gadu b'meyav, v'noga b'libay umeis. Okay. Zed Nemora, it says talking about begadim, so it's going to talk about begadim, and what to talk about begadim. So more goes back to a case of begadim, and then from there it goes off into a different tangent again. So Naomi tells Ruth that when she's going to greet, that night when she went to meet with Boaz to request that he should do the act of Yibum with her. So Naomi told Ruth, "V'rochatzt v'sacht v'samtesim loy sayach." You should wash yourself, anoint yourself, and put on your clothing. Well, that's fairly obvious. You should put on your clothing. It means you should put on your special clothing, which is referring to that she put on her Shabbos begadim. So that's why it's here, because it's talking about the begadim of Shabbos. Now, once we have Rabbi Loza talking about Ruth, the Moor is going to bring 8 more statements about Rabbi Loza in regards to Ruth, the story of Ruth. So the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Tein lechochem vayechem, or give a little bit of information to a chochem, and he will increase that information himself. Omer Rabbi Loza, Zu Ruth hamaravia u'shmul haramasi. This applies to Ruth and to Shmuel. Both of them, they were given a little bit of information, and they developed it themselves further. Ruth, where do you say Ruth that she was given information and she expanded it herself? Dilo Naomi ka amra lo, Naomi said to her, Baruchat v'sacht v'samtzim lo sayach olayich v'yirat ha'garin. So she told her to prepare herself, wash, anoint, put on her clothing, and then go down to the garin where Boaz was. We'll let the dog see, but the pasuk actually says what she did was b'tered garin. She went down to the garin, and it says b'tas kol ashitzi v'ato chamisa, and then she did as her mother-in-law commanded her to put on her Shabbos begadim. So she didn't want to be walking around wearing Shabbos begadim in the middle of the week. Where's she going? She was drawing attention to herself. But she went down there wearing her regular clothing, and then when she was there, she changed. That was a more intelligent thing to do. Shmuel, where do you see about Shmuel? That Shmuel took an idea and he expanded it himself, did it in a more intelligent way. Nilu Eli Kamerle. So Shmuel was heard this voice calling to him, and he wasn't sure if this was... was a voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling him for Nevuah or not. So he asked Eli what he should do. Eli realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to give him a Nevuah. So Eli told him, Dilo Eli Kamar, Eli tells Shmuel, Shachav, go back to sleep. V'hoye im yikra elecha, when you hear this calling, there's someone calling you, v'marta, you should say, Deber Hashem kishmeya avdecha. Hashem, I'm ready to listen. So that's what Eli told Shmuel to do. I said Daber. When it actually happened, it said, Vayavoy Hashem, Vayisatsev, Bresham, the president of Kadosh Baruch Hu came, Vayikra Kefam Bapam, and he called him out like he had called before, Shmuel, Shmuel. Shmuel, Deber Hashem, Kishmeya Avdecha. He said, Deber, Kishmeya Avdecha. Well, I remember Deber Hashem. So Shmuel was careful not to say Deber Hashem, because he didn't know for sure that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. So he didn't want to say Shem Shemayim Batala. So he was careful not to say Hashem's name, because maybe it wasn't the HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. Okay, thank you. Then that's the second statement that Rabbi Lozer said about Rusa Moavia. So she went and she arrived into the field and she gathered in the fields. So what's the Lashon Batelach Batavoy? She went, but the boy, and she came. She could have said Batelach Batavoy Kate Basodeh. She went and she gathered in the field. What's it stressing Batelach Batavoy? So she searched for a proper place. She wanted to be careful who were the company of the people that she was with, collecting with. It would be Bnei Adam Hamugonim, people which are proper people to go to travel with them. Okay, that's number 3. So he said to the foreman who was in charge of those which were reaping, which are doing the ksira, he asked, where is this young lady from? So that's the pasuk says. More says, "V'chidarka shaboyas lisha benaro." It was not something which normally we would expect boyas to be questioning where a woman is from. Like, well, it's not something which would take pique his interest. Omer Belazer. The reason why he did it because the Bar Chochma Rabba. He saw in her that she was aware of halacha, that she did something intelligent. Shnei shibolim likata, shlosha shibolim ena likata. So the halacha is that if two, that the din of leket, when the stalks fall out of the hands of those which are reaping it, so the neem are allowed to take those stalks. Only if one or two fall at a time. But if three fall at a time, you may not take it. And she was very careful not to take it. When one or two fell, she would take it. If three fell, she wouldn't take it. She wouldn't touch it. So she knew that halacha. And he found that, I guess, seems to be that the women who looked like her weren't usually knowledgeable of that. So he found that to be significant. Masnisan son of the Brisa, it says, different than Rabbi Lazar's pshat. The Ratznius Rabba, he saw that she was very tsunua. Why? If she was gathering something which had fallen, for example, the cases of leket, when she would sit down and they'd fallen down, when she would get them, instead of bending down to get them, which was not so sneeze, because a person would be more, that she would sit down to get them. When the omdus was the case of, so besides leker, there's also din of shikha. So shikha has two dinim. There's one din we have this by Rosh, right, case of Rosh Tor, we spoke about it. Shikha, the simple case of the pasuk is b'shachachta omer. After the person bundled everything and they're ready to leave, they leave and they leave behind that they forget to take a bundle. We also learn this din of shikhas. There's a din of shikha. If a person forgot to cut a certain area of the field, he may not go back. He has to leave it for the niyam. So the area which is ahead of him still, it's in a way which is normal flow of the way he's traveling, he would still get to that point. You may not take. But if it's behind the person and he's not going to be going back there, so that's shichas kama. If it's still standing, there's a din of shicha and you're allowed to take that. So that part she would gather standing up, and the other part she would be careful to sit down. Okay, so then Boaz tells her, b'chod sid b'kin im na'reisai. So you should be doveik with the naris, with his maid servants. In other words, even the language, now there's a gears on the side which says ledaber. He wouldn't speak directly with women, or if you keep the gears as we have it, ledabek, you even use a lashon of dveikus, with a strong language. He wants her to be connected to his narus. Like, why was he using such a strong language, a lashon of dveikus, of clinging, of cleaving? Omer Belazer. So Belazer answers, Kivan the Chaza, he was aware of what took place. It says, "Vatishak or Polacham Esau." So after the second time where Nami pushes them away, says, "Go back," and it says, and Orpa kissed her mother-in-law. Berus Davka Ba, and Rus was Davek in Nami. She stayed connected with Nabi in a very strong language of Vegas. Says Amr Sharli Dbuke Ba. So this is a woman which is allowed to become married into Klal Yisrael. Now, even though at this point in time he had no intention to marry her, but he used a lashon of Kaisi Batkin, but she was roy to be a total member of the Naris of Klal Yisrael. That was his point. So Boaz says to her at the time of the meal, "Come, Goshi, to come close." V'yigash la Goshi halom halom. What does halom mean? Halom means here, but what is it? It's not a common. You could have said Goshi, just come close. But Goshi halom. Amar Belazer, Remez Ramaz Law. He may say a Remez Asira Machus Beistabed Lotzeis Mimeich, that Machus Beistabed is going to come out of her. The Ksiv Bei Haloim. The Navi or David uses the lashon of Haloim in regards to himself. Shenemar says, "V'yavoy Melech David v'yeshiv b'lifnei Hashem." And there, David Melech comes into the Beis Hashem, and he's allowed to sit down. Beis David is allowed to sit down. V'yamar mi anochi Hashem Elokim, who am I, Hashem Elokim? Mi beisi, and what was my family worth? Ki hevi asani ad Haloim. They were able to reach this point of existence. So use the lashon of there of Haloim. So he said, you're going to come close to Halom, to that world of being part of that Halom. There's a Marsha, he says, why? What was the specific about the lashon of Halom? Just give me 1 second, I remember exactly what he says. So last night. Because I have a different, there's a Gemara which says, the Gemara says, what was Lashon of Halom? Over there it's referring to, we had it in the Avodah Zarah, that the Kesser, there was a certain, the Kesser with the Melech only fit on Malchus Beis David, because they had a shaped head which was able to hold the Kesser. And that Lashon of Halmosai, it was her limit, it fit it. So Lashon of it was proper for it. So use a lashon halom to miramis to that. So use a lashon over here. You're going to greet those which are going to be the kesser is going to be holem them. Okay. To fit it, the there was a groove down the head of the malchus based on which a roy for malchus that the kesser had a piece of metal down the middle. From the front to the back, there was a piece of metal down the middle, and there's a groove on their head which allowed it to sit in their head. It wouldn't fit it if they weren't Reilah Malchus, it wouldn't fit. We had that in the Avodah Zarah. Sounds familiar? About the groove in the head. Okay.
Oh, no, but the hat, the groove doesn't, but I remember that the hat,
But it's about Pitech Bachometz. So he told her that you should dip your bread in vinegar. Amar Belozer, Mikan Shahachemitz is Yofa LaSheriff. That when a person has heat exhaustion, has sheriff, it's overheated, so vinegar is healthy, it helps for that. Okay? I once heard in a tape from Rabbi Vidimil Zatzal, you know, we have the piece before. He's telling her that she's going to be have Malchus Beis David. Okay. The next piece is that Malchus Beis David is going to be divided. The piece after that is we're going to talk about the fact that she's going to have Chizkiyo HaMelech. And he says, by the way, be healthy. This is good for your health. He says, you see where Chazal placed the importance of health. You know, like he's busy being meramis her about Malchus Beis David and Mashiach and other things. And by the way, you know, this is good for your health. You know, like that was his horror. It was a good horror. Rishul Bar Nachmani Omer Remez Ramaz Law. So Rishul Bar Nachmani picks up the approach and goes back to what we've been talking about, that he's talking about Malchus Beis David, that here he was Miramaser, that there's going to be somebody who's going to come out from you, which is not so Gishmak. Osi Ben Lotzes Mimech Shamasov Koshin Kechemetz. There's going to be a descendant which is going to come out from Malchus Beis David, which his actions are going to be sharp. It's going to be painful to the body, like chometz, like vinegar. Umana, who was that? That was Menashe. I was referring to Menashe. And then, she sat off from the side of the kotzrim. Amar Belozer mitzad kotzrim, but lebesach kotzrim. She was seated off to the side, not amongst those which were gathering. Why is that? Remez Ramaz law. She'll see the malchus beis David shetis chalek. Eventually, malchus beis David will be divided up between Klai Yisrael will move Malchus Beis David off to the side. They'll be moved to the side. The majority of Klai Yisrael is going to go. The Seres Hashatim will go with Yeravim. But Yitzbet Lo Koli Vatoychal. So he measured out for her. The Koli is the roasted, the parched corns or kernels, and she ate that. And then it says, so the pasuk finished off, she ate, she was full, and she left over. Somer Belozer, again, what is made David, that she's going to eat from the her actions will allow her to take it, that she will be still eating from her actions, be made David. But Tisba, she will come to full, she was still alive. She was alive when Shlomo HaMelech was alive. She's going to be betisba. She's going to be fully satiated. See what Shlomo HaMelech was able to take the malchus, and then there'll be something left over. The Chizkiyahu HaMelech will be the godless of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and what his malchus was able to accomplish, that'll be left over even for after she's gone. That there'll be more growth in Klal Yisrael. Okay. Some say the version is even after the Trust of Mesa Mikdosh and everything is gone, Bimei Rebbe, even the time of Rebbe, there's going to be Gvaldiga, the Malchus Beis David will have a great presence. Domer Mar. The Mora says that Aharire, the Rebbe, the horsekeeper of Rebbe, Habi Otami Shwarmalka, was richer than Shwarmalka, the king of Pras. So the various different times which are going to be, that her actions will still be producing for her Lassid Lovet. Okay. So that's all of Ribalos's drushes in regards to Rus. Zakr Ashi. Simloy Sayach. Mechia Ruma Hoyasa. I mean, she's put on your clothing. Obviously, she's not going to go unclothed. Ella, it's referring to her smallest miyuchodes behind the Shabbos. It's referring to her Shabbos clothing, which was specific item articles of clothing. Terah Degarim Terah Bahadur Batas. Sham socha belov she smallest nose. There, that's where she anointed herself, but she put on her nice clothing. So yifku shuba kishim mekushetes. She doesn't want to be walking around when she's anointed with these nice smelling oils and she's wearing her fancy clothing. Remember, they'll say zaynahi. Okay, Shmuel. What was Shmuel that he understood? He took it to another level of intelligence. He's a shkina karvelo. He was hearing the shkina mitecha hechel. He was hearing a voice of Hashem calling him from the hechel. Well, how you day me karvelo? He didn't know who was calling him. And so he went to ask him. But Yavin Eli ki Hashem karvelo nara. Eli realized that Kadosh Baruch Hu was calling to Shmuel to give him a nevuah. Remember, loy. So he told him, lech shachem, go back and lie down. You should go back, and when you hear this calling again, if it calls you again, you should say, Hashem, I'm ready to hear. But that's what Eli said. But Shmuel did not want to mention Hashem's name. Shema ain zu shchina, because how does he know for sure that it's the shchina? She wanted to make sure she was dealing with people which the reapers which are working in the fields. Are people which are proper people that she should not, she should be allowed to work in such a field where there is proper people. Lishol ben Naris, he says, did he ask about the Naris? Kol Naris shiroya hoya darka Lishol mihein. Im kem istakel ben hoya. If he's asking about every single girl, like, so it means he's looking at girls. So that doesn't make any sense. So Mora says he saw something extraordinary about her, that shnei shibolam liketa. She would see two stalks, she would take. She would see three together. She would not pick them up. So two is leket, three is not leket. Oimdus, the shibolim which are still standing, which Boris forgot, look at this moment she would take them standing. The shichas come and namei havi shichas, the area which is forgotten to be reaped, to be cut, is also a form of shicha. And the nifles oisin shenoshim in a kaitzim, that which is what we call leket, the one which has fallen down. Look at this miyusha, she would sit down to pick them up. Veino shocha, she wouldn't lean over litlon to get them. Mishum sneez, because that was not sneez. Okay. So Rem is Roma's law. So Rashi said, wasn't it Boaz himself knew that she's going to be Zeichet to Malchus Beis David? That says a lotion of the Goshe Halom. He, with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Barashim put a semi nevuah in him to say the lotion of Halom to indicate the Malchus Beis David. She said, "Mitzad Kurtzim, Kol Kurtzim Hefsiku Beinu Lebeino, V'Leishiva B'Seichom Oyetzloi." So he was on one end, and she was all the way at the other end of all the Kurtzim. So she did not put her near him. Why Ruach HaKodesh again? Yeah, Ruach HaKodesh Nisrach Aboy. So that was Ruach HaKodesh. V'Lerem Shemalchus Beis David Her Yotzes Mishneim. The Malchus Beis David, which is eventually going to come from him and her. So they just belong together. That's going to be his wife, and they're going to create Malchus Beis David together. There's going to be a moment where it's going to be divided. Had she been closer to him, you wouldn't see that indication of the separation. It's a lotion of, it's totally satiated, means the person will be rich. All three uses the language of that they had wealth. The other nations would brought them presents. The person was in charge of the horses and the mules of their mules. He was richer than Shur Malka. We had over there in Bamatzia. We don't know Bamatzia yet. The Moravider talks about how many animals that he animals that he had. So he was he was allowed to take the manure. So he says he had 10. He had there was 1,000 stables. And each one had 10,000 horses in it. Like, you know, a tremendous number. Like you're talking about millions of, you know. So, or was that by, was that in Megillah by Achashverosh? I can't, I'm mixing up two Gemaras.
Achashverosh is originally a stable, right?
Right, but it says over there eventually had. I think it was there in Bamatzia by Rebbe. I wouldn't say for sure, but I think so. Look it up. Okay. Now we're finished with this conversation with this piece about Rebbe Lozer and Rus, and it started all because we mentioned again about the regards to the Pagodim. So we go back to again another conversation about the Pagodim. And that will start again a thread of different thoughts, this time from Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? V'techas kaboido, yikad yikoid kikoid esh. So the pasuk is referring to that there was the pasuk says that when the Sancheiriv will come to the nevuah about when Sancheiriv will come to attack by his armor will be destroyed. It says v'teches kovid, his covet will be. Should be v'teches kovid. Right. So, v'tachas kavodai under his covered, in place of his covered, literally, will be this burning, this fire, which will burn. What's the v'tachas kavodai? So, Rabbi Yochanan, v'tachas kavodai, v'lo kavodai mamish. So, the cover that is referring to the clothing, according to Rabbi Yochanan again, because Rabbi Yochanan said on an aleph that the cover is referring to the begotten. So, the fire is going to consume the bodies, but the clothing will remain intact. So the clothing will not burn. but the covered, which is the clothing, will not burn, but underneath the bodies will burn.
It just says v'tachas, it doesn't say
beneath v'tachas. Right. So the word v'tachas can be in place of, which the simple translation of the pasuk is v'tachas gored, instead of having all of this glory, instead there'll be a fire burning. He's darshing it underneath the covered, referring to the garments. And the Rabbi Yechon Latemei, the Rabbi Yechon and the Kari Lamani Mechabdusi. We said before, Rabbi Yechon referred to clothing as covered. So beneath the covered, there'll be this fire. That's Rabbi Yechon and Shepshat. Rabbi Loza Armor, V'tachas Kavoidoi, Tachas Kavoidoi Mamish. Then Rishon Nachmani says, Tachas Kavoidoi, Kisavis B'nei Aaron. Malahal and Sevis Neshama Veguf Kayim, Afkan Sevis Neshama Veguf Kayim. So Belozer Taich understands Betachas Kvaidim, it means a lotion of like Betachas instead of, not beneath. He touches it so he says the bodies will actually be burnt. So let's say the bodies referring to their, instead of the cover which the person had, instead of that, there'll be the whole thing will be consumed. And Rosh Hashanah says the neshama will be burnt and the goof would remain intact. So Rabbi Loza has everything burning. Rabbi Yechon has the body burning and not the clothing. And Rosh Hashanah has the neshama burning and the body, even the body remaining intact. See Rashi. B'tachas kavodoy, ayda da'ari b'krua b'plugta der Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Loza, Rosh Hashanah Meni, nakti lahai hacha. Since it's referring to we had Psukim and we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozer and Rosh Hashanah Meni. Okay. We had before Rabbi Lozer and Shmuel Nachmani, we didn't have Rabbi Yechonon. Okay. I'm missing something. Okay. We had a question of Rabbi Lozer and Shmuel Nachmani before, so the more mentions it over here. Both of them said that the body was burnt. He understands the word tachas is kavoy tachas ragla, beneath lashon tachtis. Means beneath. And kvod is referring to the clothing. Beneath the garments of the armies of Sancheiriv, yikad yikoid, there will be a fire. Below big dayim nisrafu, and the clothing was not burnt. Rabbi Lozer mashal tachas is loshen chalipin, exchange. Kama yishalim tachas ashur. You pay. It doesn't mean beneath. It means instead of. He doesn't see clothing as being referred to as lashon of kavod. So what does he mean with tachas kavod? Is that referring to the clothing? Therefore, he says that kavod is referring to the body. The kavod, which is the person's being, will be consumed. And instead of that, it'll be yehei efer usreifa kikodesh. It'll be totally burnt. Instead of covered, the whole being existing with covered, instead you're going to have ashes and fire. Rishmul mashulei tachas kerbiyachonon ukavoy the kerbalozer. So he translates tachas, it means beneath. He translates covered like Rabbi Loza is referring to the body. So under the body is going to be burnt. So he'll krua krubi echon on midrash. So he understands the pasuk krubi echon on v'tachas kavod. It means beneath the kavod nisraf, it'll be burnt. But like kavod mamish, but not the kavod itself. V'hai kavod lisa. So gufay who? But he understands guf. It's referring to kavod is referring to the guf. So what you end up with is he'll sevus bnei aron, sevus neshama v'guf kaim kamin v'sin head and dalamisus. So it ends up that you have the body. The body is going to be intact. And so the cover, the glory, they look beautiful and beauteous and still on their death. They look, you know, you could see how great they were, but under that veneer, they're gone. The neshama has been totally burnt. Okay. Now the Moor is going to launch into another statement about Rabbi Yochanan from about Begadim, and it's going to go into a long discussion about Begadim. Omer Rabbi Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Menayin Lashini Begadim in Otero. Where do you see that the idea of shina changing clothing is something which is significant? Rashi says even in the base of Mikdash in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Kal v'Chomer, you know, so that would apply to Shabbos, etc. Shenemer, it says by the after the by the Hitzos Adeshin, Ufashades begadov v'levash begadim achirim. He would then take off those garments and put on other garments. The clothing which you use when you're cooking in the kitchen should not be the same clothing you're using when you're standing and ministering to the master, giving him his cup. It's a krashi. It's considered derech kavod in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should put on other garments to take out the deshen. You see, because of lilbosh begadim pechusim, that you could put on lesser garments. B'shas hitzos adeshen, when you take the deshen out. Shein avodah chashuba was not, it did not have a status of an avodah. Chumas adeshen was part of the process of the avodah. Hitzos, which every morning they would take X amount of the ashes off of the mizbech and put it in a special place. That's called chumas adeshen. Then there was another thing when there was too much ashes, there was which wasn't regular, there was a large amount of ash on the Mizbeach, so they would take the deshen out. It was called source of deshen. So that, it wasn't a Avodah Chashuvah, it didn't have a Avodah requiring you to wear the regular Chashuvah Videi Kehuna. So you should take lower garments, Kadesh Lo Yimasu Begadov HaChashuvim. So you don't want to damage or dirty your good clothing, which you use for the purpose of achila b'shtiyah, i.e., putting the food and drink on the mizbeach. Kiter being the food, which is the meats, which are put on the mizbeach to burn. And nisuch is you're pouring the nisuch hayayin, which they would pour. So don't wear that same garment. He would darshan. Rishmal said the following mashal: Begadim shabisha ben kader l'rabbi. You would be cooking in the kitchen over there. Duma the hitzos adeshen, which is that's what you'd be similar to taking out the deshen. Ayimzu ben kais l'rabbi. You should not use them when you're pouring the cup. If you chusik a little bush, begadim bechusik. Therefore, he had to change it to lesser garments that he would keep his nicer garments clean to be able to use them properly at the right time. Okay. Zok the Gemara. Just one more piece. Omer Rabbi Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Gnai hula tamachachem sheyetsay b'menalim hamatuloyim l'shuk." It's an embarrassment for a tamachachem to go out with shoes which have a patch on them. The Gemara says, "What do you mean?" Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Nafik Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina went out with patched shoes. So he wouldn't do something which is improper. Somer of Acha Bered Rav Nachman B'Taloy Al Gav B'Taloy. What he meant to say, if you have a patch on top of the patch, that's already considered something which is not proper for Talmud Chacham to go out wearing that. And that's Rav Acha Bar Chanina did not do. Okay, the next piece is a little. We'll need the next piece for Monday. So,